Welcome to the Financial Markets Insights podcast, brought to you by the Realization Group, where we bring together the best minds in the financial and capital markets industry to discuss all the latest trends and news.
So welcome, Tim. Great to meet you.
Thank you.
Happy to have you on the Financial Markets Insights podcast. I know you're normally based in New York, so tell us a bit about what you're doing there and how everything's progressing.
Well, I spend about 70% of my time in New York, but go back and forth between London and New York quite a lot. But New York is really the epicenter of financial services and also the investment community. So I spend my time meeting with decision makers in the banks, the big financial services businesses, and also within the investment community.
And you're leading the global expansion of PopTrot. So tell us about your journey as a business.
Yes, we've been in business now for a little over 4 years. We're at the stage really where it's all about scaling up. So we're trying to increase our customer base. We've got a proven product and a good mix of existing customers, but now it's all about adding more customers. So that's what I'm taking the lead on really.
And I know you work with precision timing. So tell us a little bit about what that is and why specifically it's important for banks.
Well, for all financial services businesses, especially banks, it's really important that they can prove both to the regulator and to anyone that they might be interacting with that they have their time stamping locked and fully traceable to universal time. And so that's what we do for them. We ensure that their time stamping across the business is fully synchronized to universal time to the levels of accuracy required by the regulator. And that's something that's going to become more and more important, not only across financial services, but other verticals as well. As the world becomes ever more technologically complex, it's more and more important that people have accurate, verifiable, and highly resilient time synchronization.
That's really interesting. And I guess something we've looked at quite a bit at Realization Group is this issue of procurement and how it's quite difficult sometimes, particularly for fintechs and other companies, to get in front of large banking operations. So tell us a bit about your career and some of the challenges you faced in regards to that.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And that's why we enjoy working with Tech Passport so much. It is hard to get in front of the right decision makers within banks and financial services businesses, especially as a relatively small startup or scale up. And so anything that can be done to ease the dialogue between both sides there, between the fintechs and the banks, is something that we have to encourage. I think it's important that we all get on the same page. The banks are very keen to work with fintechs, or increasingly keen to do so. But it's hard because we don't necessarily fit the profile of the businesses that they tend to interact with. So having somebody as an honest broker between is really, really important. And that's why I support everything that Tech Passport is doing. It's why I'm really pleased to be a member of their supplier advisory board and work with them to try to facilitate that dialogue.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was such an interesting idea when I first met Layla and I heard about Tech Passport. I think it's solving a problem that really is out there in the market. And I mean, for you, what's it been like growing a fintech startup? What are the kind of personal challenges of doing something like that? I know it's never easy.
Well, you're right. It's never easy. In fact, it's usually quite difficult initially, just finding the right people to talk to and then getting them to return your calls or emails, booking meetings, that sort of thing. You tend to have to talk to several people who are not quite the right person within an organization before you can get to the right people. And of course, there's no name or brand recognition for a small financial services fintech business. So it's hard to break through. And so anything that can help us do that, such as the relationships that Tech Passport has with the banks, is really useful.
And how has Tech Passport specifically helped you? I mean, obviously, they've got this liaison role. They've built a network. What is it about that you find particularly useful?
Well, I think the fact that they're trusted by the big banks. And so when Tech Passport makes an introduction to someone like us, it comes with a level of endorsement that is really helpful, because otherwise there's a danger that somebody would just say, well, we've never heard of HopTrof. Who are they? Why should we be speaking to them? But if Tech Passport makes the introduction, then there's a level of trust, I think, on behalf of the banks, because the banks are so engaged in the advisory council with Tech Passport. And that's really useful.
Yeah, it's that honest broker role, isn't it, that gets you through the door. And how do you see Tech Passport's role for other businesses? Do you think there's a role for them beyond the fintech space, or do you think it's largely fintechs that will be using them?
No, I think there is potential with other businesses, with other verticals, but I think they, like all of us who are startups, have to try to focus on a specific vertical. And clearly, the biggest, sharpest opportunity is within financial services at the moment. But I think the same problems exist across multiple verticals. And so certainly, as we start building relationships in new verticals, I'll be encouraging Layla to at least have some dialogue about that.
And what do you think the future of fintechs and legacy banks looks like?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic because I think the banks are keen to talk to people like us, and that's a step in the right direction. I think with an honest broker in between, helping the conversation along, I'm cautiously positive that we can move in the right direction. I think the banks need fintechs that are much more nimble than they have the ability to do. And so if they're open to the dialogue and we're open to the dialogue, then that has to be a positive thing.
I've certainly seen a lot of change. And I guess one of the questions is, where's the next big wave of innovation in tech happening for banks? What do you see on the horizon?
Well, I think it's important that there is dialogue between the banks and the startup community to ensure that there is a match between what the fintechs are trying to do and what the banks are hoping to find. I think there's tremendous opportunity, and it's incredibly broad. As I mix within the fintech startup community, I can see so many interesting innovations, and I think that's really encouraging. I wouldn't necessarily pick out any in particular. I just think the fact that there's so much innovation going on and that the banks seem to be becoming more open to the dialogue with those startups is really encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, I've always enjoyed being around the startup community. I think it's, you know, a fount of ideas and inspiration. And obviously not all of those ideas will come to full fruition, but it's that kind of melting pot of ideas that really helps to take things forward and create change, which is really important. And what's on the future horizon for Hoptroff next year? What are your plans?
Well, the big focus for us is really to build our client base, more meetings with more banks, more financial services businesses, and ensure that we can continue to roll out the solution on a global basis. We're making good progress, but I think there's a lot more to be done. And so further dialogue with new banks is really important for us, and that's the focus.
Well, wishing you and Tech Passport both a lot of success in 2023. I can see you're both growing and building really interesting propositions, and I'm sure it's going to be an exciting year ahead. So thanks very much for coming to talk to us today, Tim.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you today.